This goes to Dr. Kozlowski. It's Kozlowski. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Sandra Aeschlman. It's A-E-S-C-H-L-I-M like Mary, A like Apple, N like November. Date of birth, September the 2nd of 1941. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, this is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mrs. Aeschlman, I can't say that, with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and history of kidney stones. Her last visit was July 27th of 2021. She complains of having very poor balance since her last visit and frequent falls without any known fractures or hospitalizations following her falls. She does have chronic back pain even after her back surgery in 2020. It has not gotten better. She has seen a urologist in Midland who prescribed Flomax 0.4 milligram daily as needed for symptoms of kidney stones. But she's glad to say that she has not had any symptoms of kidney stones for at least 6 months, maybe longer. She denies chest pain or palpitations, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no symptoms of kidney stones. Her weight is unchanged from her previous visit, no edema or claudication symptoms. Medication list is reviewed, and I want to highlight the maximum dose of Cozaar. It's 50 milligram twice a day. For pain, she uses Tramadol, 50 milligram twice a day. And she also has a muscle relaxer, Robaxin, 500 milligram at bedtime. And she's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. Physical examination, her weight is 163 pounds, and blood pressure this morning before any medicines were taken was 142 over 78. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 21st, 2022. Her creatinine was 1.8. This does fluctuate. It generally goes between one, we actually had one low one of 1.3, but usually it goes as high as 1.9 since 2019. And the average would be about 1.6. Estimated GFR is 27, albumin 3.7, calcium is 9.4, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 4.6, hemoglobin 12.3 with a normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease without symptoms of progression, no uremic symptoms, no volume overload, hypertension, and history of kidney stones, but none within at least 6 months. We've asked the patient to continue to have lab studies done every month. She'll follow a low-salt diet, and she'll avoid the use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She'll be rechecked by this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.